Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Oh, Father of God!
Possum Hour?
Hello! Are you the brain specialist?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And now, here is your host, the famous star of television's most talked about show, Batman, Adam West!
Seen any unusual looking people around here? I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky, slam, bam, zowie and wham, four evil crooks came by. I was singing a song, drinking in sunshine, acting as friendly as could be.
Crunch, plop, crackle
and pop, they threw their curves at me. Somebody yelled, "Hey, Batman, what are you waiting for?" With a zap and a crack, I began my attack. After that, they were flat on the floor. So I'm walking along, carefully watching, in case they should make another try. Zonk, pow, here they are now, out of an orange-colored sky. There goes the last of the villains. All of you crooks, beware. I'll pursue every clue that'll lead me to you. I'll let you stay, but you must change your way. Anytime there's a crime, I'll be there. I was walking along, minding my business. Love came and hit me in the eye. Scoot, scat, just like a bat out of an orange colored sky.
It's the Possum Hour theme, baby.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of flimsy construction and shoddy merchandise. We thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Of course, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest of fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley, who will entertain us with his top 10 countdown of ointments. This Wednesday, at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Filibuster Duvet, inventor of the manual cream-filled donut extractor. And Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's World of Sports, this week featuring Icelandic nude fungo ball. And then it's Friday night, Possum, unless it isn't. A week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Indeed. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Have you noticed, have you seen the trend? More men enjoy cigars today, that's why I recommend the Muriel Cigar. So modern and so light, pleasant tasting, richly mild, and blended just right. Have you noticed how many more men are smoking cigars today? Try this latest style in smoking pleasure, the light, modern Muriel Cigar way. Muriel makes a size and shape to please every smoker. Everywhere you go, they're lighting up these fine cigars. They'll soon be smoking Muriels on Venus and on Mars. For modest smoking pleasure and a taste that is sublime. Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime? Muriel, Muriel Cigars!
Thank you.
possum puss. Get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
I don't believe it till I hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, Jay Gumby!
Hello,
Oh, listen to him. Listen to him.
Possum Hour says, suck it!
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. You recognize the voice? I got a different voice going now. I don't know what's going on.
It sounds a little different, but, you know.
Hopefully
the circumstances. It's music to my ears, and I'm sure the rest of the Possum Lounge feels the same. All right, man.
Thank
Very
you,
cool.
Possums.
So, any naughty nurse stories?
No. But to top everything off, I'm now positive COVID.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice when it rains, it pours.
Oh, fuck, man. You really
need symptoms or anything, but still.
Yeah, you're definitely at risk.
Hell yeah.
I weighed
myself again today. I'm 102.
Oh, my God.
102.
Jesus Christ, man.
Not a good year. Not a good year for Gumby.
Man, I need to lose 102 pounds, dude.
Yeah, I went to St. Mary's, and they immediately put me on a helicopter to go to Penn's Med.
Yeah.
For an emergency. Yeah. Had to get this done.
Yeah, I didn't say too much about it here on the show. I figured that was your
Well, I thought it was food poisoning because I had just eaten a hoagie. and I threw up my whole body weight. You know, it's just
that was
a
bad
call an ambulance until 5 days later.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a blockage, you know, between the digestive system and the colon or something like that. They had to take out 40 inches of my intestines.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Still not out of the woods. Still feeling shit. Walking around the house like a 90-year-old hunchback. Good to be home, though.
Well, it's good to have you back, man.
Well,
because this is not a good monologue, this thing. I don't know how well I did as a solo host.
I heard you were doing splendid.
It was a laugh riot, I'll tell you.
I got to get around to hearing the archives. I haven't heard them yet.
I don't know, man. You may be one of the lucky ones. Well, we could blow something up.
All right. That's always good.
All right. I did a series of Uncle Bobo, fight song. You know, he plays, he has his rallies and shit.
Yeah.
And he has a playlist, which is like amazingly.
I got a house across the street that has a black flag. You see those black flags? Well, it's supposed to be showing his support to the January 6th guys.
Oh,
I believe. It's just a black flag hanging over the house.
Fucking yeah, the guy down the street, numbskull who wouldn't take the census, who I got the census anyway, you son of a bitch. Talk to the neighbors on you. Although, thinking about it, I shouldn't have counted the bastard. He just put up an Uncle Bobo 2024 flag.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Next to his police American... Oh, no, I think he took down the police American flag, like with the blue stripe.
Yeah.
So, Oh, man. It's a wonderful world, man. At least I don't have to look at it from my window.
There you go. That's always something.
So anyway, I'm veering off that gig. Enough with Uncle Bobo. Trying not to think about it. We're going to do a stupid, silly song from the 60s.
All right.
Someone, I think it was Stefucci suggested. Yummy, yummy, okay. Yummy.
Oh, yummy. Yep. The Archies.
They played that one on Monty Python. It was everywhere.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I remember it was a bunch of shipping crates. And it did the whole song. I blew it up halfway through, though. Don't worry. Here it is.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. Ah! Like I'm loving you.
Hold the
fucking
this will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Вы хотите декоммунизации? Ну что же, нас это вполне устраивает. Но не нужно, что называется, останавливаться на полпути. Мы готовы показать вам, что значит для Украины настоящая декоммунизация.
I'm going to Ukraine.
What kind of shit is that?
Well, actually, the video is way cool, man. I think we should grenache it.
I like the song.
Yeah, it's all about Putin, of course. You know, what do you call the Ukraine air? I'll find my link here. Here it is.
Well, since you got it, yeah, grenache it tonight.
All right. That's but it's like all that. Little It's like, what do you call it? A little jib-jab kind of animations. Like every one of them ends up with Putin hanging from a noose.
Love
I really it. Think they're, yeah, I really think they're trying to say something. They don't like Hootie.
Good too.
Yeah, it's really funky, man. See, Putin singing, he's a star, he's a star, he's a star, he's a star.
I that star.
So, I guess you're not going back to work anytime soon at 102 pounds.
We keep hoping so, but they won't be for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, man, I know you're on a wagon. Double down on the O'Doul's, man. Just pound them motherfuckers. I swear to God, you'll have a fat belly in no time. I guarantee it.
I fat up somehow.
I'm on a beerless. I'm going beerless this week.
Eh?
Eh.
What's the occasion?
Huh?
What's the occasion?
I need to lose his belly to feel better.
Okay.
There's just no two ways about it. Plus, I don't know. I think it's losing my edge, man, a little bit. Need to cut back, you know what I mean?
That's always good.
Getting old. Yeah, aren't we all, huh? Well,
yep.
Oh, boy.
Let that
what
is.
Else we got? You're getting
Jesus Christ, age. Yeah.
Oh, man, I had a... Let's see, what the... we did that one. Okay. I'm trying to... I know I wrote something down here, man. This wasn't it. I had some stuff. Oh, that was my to-do list. I never did that one. Oh, well.
How long did it get there, your to-do list?
What's that?
How long did it get to, your to-do list?
Last one is at 6. I got 5 out of 6. So.
Oh, there you go. That's worth a beer.
They get the emergency brake on the truck is out. And it was, like, broken, see?
Yeah.
And it was hanging down, like looking like a flaccid wiener hanging out. So, and I didn't want it scraping on the highway or something. You know, you build up speed or something, or you hit a thing and it thing gets whacked. I don't want it to get more fucked up than it already is. So I rigged this thing up. I found a hole in the one. Thing that holds the bed on there, whatever, the frame. And I put a stick in there, put the thing next to it, and then put a zip tie around it. So it's like up and off the ground. So, yeah, it's a real hillbilly deluxe solution to the problem.
Well, this is that sparking along the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I don't know how long I'm going to run with that. With the inflationary times, I'm trying to make the dollars stretch.
I hear you. Yep.
Let's see. Great game tonight. Pirates 12, Cubs 1. Yeah, baby.
Not good for Daddy G.
Not good for Daddy G, but really good for the Bucko guys. They brought up our, we've been waiting all summer for them to bring this guy up, O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah.
Like a, was he like a 7 foot tall dude? What is his actual height here? 6 foot seven. Okay, he's 6 foot seven. He's not 7 foot tall. But still, 6 foot seven.
Big boy, big boy.
That's a long one there. And, shoot, man. Shortstop, of all things. He had like 3 RBIs, 4 RBIs tonight. first game up. Good times.
Sweet.
All right. Final score. Final score. 12-1. Pittsburgh is back. We're back. We're one game into our resurgence, man.
There you go.
And there they are, the Possum Lounge. They're all good. They're all very
Possum
glad
Lounge.
To see you. Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you for the cards and everything. It was nice.
Cards and letters? Nice.
Oh, yeah. I love the Possums.
Any new pictures?
No, I checked.
Come on. There had been a few. I won't mention. You don't have to mention any names.
There you go.
GTO, I'm looking at you, though. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Sweet Alice. Thank you for coming, darling. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr.
You share without Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
And that's our Canadian contingent.
Oh, okay.
I'm still waiting on a note from Ford Prefect's mother. He hadn't been showing up, man. I think he misses Gumby.
I always worry about that, yeah.
Well, the ratings have dipped tremendously since you've been on vacation.
There you go.
Since you've been upstate.
Sure.
We're floundering, man. Jerry Lewis and Bill Cosby are kicking our asses again. And there's Daddy G.
Daddy G here. There you
speaking
go.
Of kicking our asses, his ratings are through the roof. Our loss is his gain.
That's right.
And,
in the grotto.
In the grotto, Saturdays at 9 Eastern time. Not bad competition, man. That MeTV show and like puppet, they got a puppet show on at 9. I kid you not. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Daddy D. Yeah, he's also a Cubby fan. Sorry about that,
yep.
Chief.
Yep.
But we had to let the rookie flag fly there. For our Buckos tonight, man. It's a beauty. Thank you for coming, sir. Gumby's back.
Well, barely.
Barely. Yeah, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, and there he is, GT Trenton.
Yep. GTO.
The strongest man on the internet. Sure you're not going to pass those nude pictures of GTO around you got there, Gumby.
You could take that possum hat off now. I like that. That's cool.
Daddy G says, how you feeling, Gumbo?
Too early to tell.
That jury's still out.
Uh-huh.
That jury's still out there. I think becoming GT, strongest man on the internet, and because odor isn't everything, that's all right. And there's other people's eyes are all old pile.
Ope.
Me and Ope was talking. We was talking baseball cards for the show.
There you go.
Got me thinking about my baseball card collection. I should get her out and look at my cards again. Haven't done that in a long time.
I used to buy
put them all together
the
like
in
an
gum.
Album.
There
what's that?
Know. I used to buy them just for the stale gum. Throw the cards away.
That gum that would cut your cheek.
Oh, Jesus.
This thing there. Yeah, I got them on a book there like about, I don't know, 20 years ago. I haven't really looked at them since. I got the book. You know, I'll be like, crack that open.
Yeah.
Hopefully the plastic sleeves haven't melted onto the cards and ruined everything.
They may have.
It's probably bad plastic with bad shit in it that you're not supposed to put cards. Like they figured out after selling millions of them that you shouldn't
decades,
put baseball cards. Yeah. They did that with comic books. They had bags that would rot your comics. So you have to
they didn't care.
Switch your bags.
They went
up.
Through 25 cents. That was it.
I did one where I bought this comic book for $4, and the postage was negligible on the thing.
Yeah.
In 1988, it was a miniseries, 6 issues, right? So this was issue 2. So I got issue 1, and I was all excited for issue 2, and it was like a bi-monthly, and I kind of forgot about it. And then in my pull list on the thing, I get, issue 3. And I'm like, where's issue 2? The guy goes, oh, I don't know. Didn't you get it? I go, no, fuck you. So I bought the rest, but I never read it because I didn't have issue 2. So I get issue 2 for $4. The original price was $3.50. And then if you add in inflation, I got it for half price, man.
There you go.
Now it's like $9. That way. Yeah, $3.50 is like $9.
There you go.
117% or some shit. their loss again is my gain.
Still read it out of order, though, didn't you?
No, I waited. I read issue 1 and waited for the last 40 years, or 35 years. It was a good story, too, man. I was into it, man. Good. It's worth the wait.
You're my type, baby. A woman.
In my heart, the deep and dark and lonely part watches and waits for after dark.
Most excellent.
Hey, homies and Possum.
Hey.
Gumby, don't pull that shit no more.
Thanks for the cigar.
Oh, you're welcome. I knew that I couldn't send you a real one because I didn't know when you were going to get out. So.
I'm still blown away. They make bubble gum cigars.
Well, I thought at least you could hold it and feel normal for a minute.
There you go. There you go. It worked.
Yeah. You're welcome, honey. I'm not on the computer, so I can't see anyone in the chat, but hello, everyone.
They're saying, hello, Wendy.
I'm like, oh, yeah, welcome back, Gumby. I got to at least call in and say hi. So,
sweetie.
I know
sweetie.
You guys were on hiatus. Yeah. So what's happening, guys?
This
is it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
This is it, man.
Everyone's meh.
My summer's been, like, really weird. Like, having a real
it's
slow June.
It's not even summer yet. It's tomorrow.
Well,
tomorrow,
I consider
summer.
June summer for me. That's the summer season. It's just gotten off to a real slow start, but it looks like it's going to end with a flurry. So, again, you know, it's all good in the end. It's all good in the end.
End of the flurry,
yeah.
All right.
But I'm doing the Ghetto Fest this year.
The Ghetto Fest?
The Ghetto. Ghetto. Remember, that's the stuff that's like the Scrapple, but it's...
I remember you talking about that before, yeah.
I think the Scrapple has wheat instead of oats or some shit. But anyway,
I'm supposed to be doing my nephew's wedding, and I'm officiating it, and I wasn't supposed to. So I'm like, she's like, oh, no, it's all covered. They got everything. All you have to do is just the flowers. I'm like, oh, cool. She's like, yeah, it's just going to be chill, relax. But then I'm like, all right, do we need a flower for the, you want to do a boutonniere for the officiant? Well, you're doing it, right? And I'm like, well, if you want me to, yeah, that's fine. Well, yeah. Turns out she's, did I tell you she's Jewish? So she wants me to do this other weird stuff. And thanks to you, I know how to spell Mazel Tov because you say it all the time. So, I'm like, I can barely speak English, more or less. So now I'm trying to write the same script. It's July 23rd. And,
it's just
getting, like, crazier and crazier by the minute.
Are they going to step on the glass?
They are. They wanted to put them on the chair. I go, it's July 23rd outside. She picked out all black suits for everybody and all this stuff, like black shirts, black pants, black suit coat. I'm like, you don't get it. Everyone's old. They're going to, like, die. Either they're menopausal or they're ready to die. Like, we got to, like, wrap this up, like, quicker, you know? We can't do a whole thing.
Well, I don't know if you were here last summer, I was at a wedding and a guy died. I was drawn at a reception.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Right at the beginning at a reception, this guy drops blam onto the dance floor. And it was, as most of these weddings are nowadays, it was at this real remote joint. It took the ambulance like 45 minutes to get there.
We're out in the sticks. And they live like in the city. I'm like, man, old people got problems, like, you know,
this
breathing.
This wasn't even an old guy. This was a guy in his 30s.
That might be me. My sister's, like, buying all this waterproof mascara and all these. And I go, I'm just not going to look at my Aunt Kat because he's wearing that funny little hat. And I told her, I go, look, man, I was raised Catholic. I have no idea about any of this stuff or how to say any of it or nothing. Like, well, I guess I'm going to take a brush up on my Hebrew. I'm already get ready to have a panic attack. I, like, so don't want to be center of attention with this thing. So Kim's like, I can't look at you or I'm going to cry. I'm like, you're going to have to. I'm doing the wedding unless you don't even want to see what they're doing. I told her hopefully the sun comes up where I can wear sunglasses to keep my shit cool.
Yeah. There you go.
So did we do, what did we already do? Did we do a polka? Did we do, what did we do?
Well, we got a yodel coming up, but I brought something along to honor the return of Professor R.J. Gumby.
Oh, yeah. Great. Fuck yeah, Gumby. I'm so glad you're out of that hellhole.
This is it. Gumby Theater, ladies and gentlemen.
The next groove on this record has been electronically engineered by some of the world's finest craftsmen to bring to your homes the full, glorious spectacle of Gumby Theater.
Gumby Theater comes live tonight from the Yvonne Gumby Theater near Guildford. L.D. Gumby, M.J. Gumby, and R.S. Gumby star in The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov. The action takes place near Moscow in the 1870s.
Come in! Open the door and come in!
Sorry!
Hello!
Sorry!
Shut up!
I got my head stuck in the cupboard!
Sorry!
Shut up! I can't see anything!
Hello!
I can't see anything!
Hello!
Shut up, Mr. Gumby!
Meanwhile, in St. Petersburg, Ilya Natayevska and Mariana Plyankov await news of their stepbrother, Trofimov.
Hello! You are broken! I'm broken! Get off my foot! Hello!
Sorry!
Rain hurts! Rain hurts!
Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov. Adapted for radio by putting it onto a piece of wood and banging a few nails through it. Mr. L.N. Gumby is now appearing in the Thames near Wapping Steps, and Mr. D.P. Gumby is appearing as a central tunnel support on the new Victoria Line. And now, book at bedtime. This week's book is The House at Pooh Corner, read by Mr. N.D. Gumby.
Oh, I hit my head on the table! Shut up!
Oh, yes.
That's our Hitler!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, quite a tribute.
There you go. Those Gumbies, man, they could put on a show.
Gumby Theater.
They are the stars of the
there
show.
There you go.
Gumby is still sound a little weak, honey.
Yep.
You'll get there, though. Give it time.
I'd say more sandwiches, man.
I'd say less 7-Eleven food.
I got my shit bag. Got my fucking shit bag on my belly.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah. How are you gonna do?
Yeah. It is what it is, man.
Write it
out.
All
you can say. Yep. Hey, you'll get better. You're on the mend. You're already on the mend.
Yeah. My aunt had a temporary one, and it was big and large and bulky, and then she came over to my house. I'm like, why are you carrying a big purse? And then I felt like such an asshole that I said that. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But they reversed it, and then she was fine.
Yeah. Could have reversed mine in a month or two.
Yeah, my great aunt had it too. She used to own a little party store, and she was picking up all the heavy kegs and everything. Yeah. And she had a hernia so bad, she had to have one for like 6 months, and they reversed hers too. She's all right.
Yeah, I try to watch the colostomy bag jokes, man. You know.
Yeah, I know. That's like.
Yeah,
is a lot. Everyone's worst fear. It's that's not fun.
No. It ain't
sucks.
Cool, man. Yeah.
No.
It's like very undude. well, I did bring a. Speaking of poop, I did bring up 3 minutes you'll never get back as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know everybody's on the edge. Everybody's on the edge of their seat waiting for that, man. Oh, geez, I got one that has shit in it too. We were going with poop.
All right, there you go. Oh, go tight.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Once again. Hey. Who does this one, man? Who does that? Oh, it's off the best of somebody. Oh, this is probably the, oh, it's by, the group is called Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty.
I like it already.
And the title is The Best Poop of Your Life. And that's what you have to look forward to, my friend.
There you go.
Poop of your life. It's right in your future, man.
I like it.
One of these days, you're going to sit down.
All right, and, enough. Just play the goddamn thing. All right.
Gotta wait for the intro. Right?
I'm getting a stomach ache.
Alrighty, well here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Squatty Potty. And the best poop of your life. 3 minutes you'll never get back.
This is where your ice cream comes from. The creamy poop of a missing unicorn.
Creamy poop, creamy poop.
Totally clean, totally cool.
Soft serve straight from a sphincter.
They're good at pooping. But you know who sucks at pooping?
You do.
The best poop of your life. The best poop of your life.
Sporty puppy.
Pooping will never be the same.
Sporty puppy.
The best poop of your life. The best poop of your life.
Guaranteed. Sporty puppy.
Flop, flop, baby.
So if you're a human being who poops from your butt, go from a sit to a squat, now your colon's open,
it's really
ready for that. Can't get the last scoop out of the carton. You're sort of squeezing out solid globs of rocky road. Squatty poppy.
The best poop of your life. The best poop of your life.
It's legally made.
Squatty poppy.
Pooping will never be the same.
Squatty poppy.
The best poop of your life. The best poop of your life.
Guaranteed. Squatty poppy.
Flop, flop, baby.
First poofs, king and kink. Shark tank poofs, king and kink. Men's health poofs, king and kink. Howard Stern poofs. Squatty poppy. Ice cream you stream. Squatty poppy. Our bodies were made to poop in a squat. Squatty poppy.
The best poop of your life. The best poop of your life.
Squatty poppy.
What the fuck, baby?
So beautiful, pooping.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
Hey. Now, I think that maybe was a commercial for a product called Squatty Potty. Now that
it sounded like it could have been. Hey, what a good little city.
I know. I was a toe tapper. I thought. Yeah, I think that was, I think that's a potty you can buy, Squatty Potty.
Yeah.
It sounds like a nice product.
Yeah.
I was in the mosh pit when I heard it.
There you go.
Which at a Squatty Potty con
yeah,
uh-huh.
I was.
Yeah.
Yes, in the mosh pit. Yeah, Squatty Potty.
Uh-huh. Dangerous, man. I think we did this one, the false fact check. That it won't be $12 a dozen for eggs. I think we did that one. Oh, here's the greatest headline.
Did you see
headline
today that they want to do a $22 minimum wage in Austin? It's like, I'm moving there.
I'm
sick of being fucking working poor, man.
Well, it's almost like, here, you almost got to give them 20 an hour just to get them to show up. It's not the minimum wage or anything. But anyway, this is the greatest headline of the week. Granny's bush so big, it's a hazard to anyone who walks past.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Granny.
Oh,
Granny.
Granny
needs,
do something.
Yeah, she needs to trim her bush.
Uh-huh.
Although, people who go by are impressed by her shrubs. 84 years old. Yeah. Hopefully some nice horticulturist will come and help Granny out. She doesn't get a ticket for prune her bush for her. Probably not. not as easy to do these days. Although I got to prune my bush, as a matter of fact. I got to prune both my bushes. Yeah, figure that one out.
There you go.
What is this one? Don't pick up folded dollar bills, a sheriff warns.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah, I seen that.
Did you see that one? They got fentanyl inside the dollar bill. Look, you could get weirded out.
But if it's so great, why would you want to give it away, you know?
It's a case. It's a plague.
What
did
they put in the dollar bill?
Fentanyl. Powdered fentanyl for methamphetamine and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, first they were saying something. I thought, would just someone just do some coke, you know, in a dollar bill and snort it? And then they're like, oh, it's fentanyl. You touch it, you can die.
Yeah, it can go through your skin, right?
Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's fucking not cool.
Yeah, that's what got Chet, man. His whole damn family. Fentanyl. Booyah. Stay away from the folded. Don't pick up folded dollar bills. Ooh, I'll tell you a dollar bill I wasn't going to pick up. I was at the last fest, Taste of Cincinnati, and I threw away a piece of gum, and I look in the bin, and it's kind of been there for a day, you know, getting shit thrown in it. And there's a dollar bill hanging on the side, all slimed up, you know. I'm thinking, man. As Scottish as I am not going for that.
Well,
there was this dude that used to work with my dad, and he was, like, totally cheap, and they would purposely throw pennies, like, out by, right by the urinal and the stuff, and then they would look, and they'd see he picked them up, and they'd, like, be totally laughing.
Nasty. Nasty. Oh, man. It was sitting right there. I mean, you didn't have to reach too far, but it was just so slimy, man. I was like, oh, no way. That's not. I don't know what the hell that is. Skip that one.
Yeah, what chance of that?
Okay. Oh, we got some animal world stories. Let's see. Live chickens strut defiantly outside Louisiana Popeye's restaurant. This is in Louisiana. Live chicken was found by Louisiana police strutting outside of a Popeye's restaurant. That's really, you know, the statement.
That's it.
I don't know if he was carrying any sign or anything. I think he's just a badass chicken. Go ahead, try to roast me, man.
Tell you, cock.
I like to see you. Yeah, there you go.
Eat more beef.
Oh, here we go. An opossum was found. An opossum was found in Wyoming, and I guess they don't have them in Wyoming.
Huh.
And
well, they suck.
Yeah, but I guess it hitched a ride on a trucker on a truck, a semi truck. Only marsupial.
Sorry
native
for the
United
background
States.
Noise. I'm cleaning.
That's okay. But they're generally not found.
I can't go to sleep
anymore.
With dishes in the sink. It
I'm like getting like
me.
That too. Mine are all
I'm
good.
Like OCD.
I got to put mine away before I go to bed. But they're in the drainer. The strainer. Drainer.
Yeah.
Like
no one wants to wake up to that.
No, it's so cool to wake up to a clean galley, man. You're like, whoa.
It sure
right.
does.
New
yeah.
day. So anyways, oh, they named it George Gumby. That's a boss. So, they don't believe it's an escape pet. Yeah, they believe it's a, well, they say it's a male. I don't know. You never can't tell it.
Speaking of George's belated congratulations on your son's nuptial.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
in
thank,
the
you.
Pit.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. There,
but,
she's very nice, man.
Yeah, you
very
said
nice
you
family.
Liked her before, so I was
yeah.
like, oh, well, that's
yeah.
cool.
She's very sweet. Nice family. It's all good, man. It's all
good.
Point toward positive ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already, yeah, they did get married. That's right. They already are married.
Yeah, wasn't it just recently?
Oh, yeah, that was like two, yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big ceremony or anything. But
yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
I was thinking of her as his fiance today, and I know it's his freaking wife, man. What the fuck?
Forgot already.
That's the, that's the old ball and chain now, babe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nah, she's a sweetie.
Sorry for George, never having fun ever again, but just kidding.
he had plenty, I believe.
Sure he has.
All right, here's Animal World. A kitten rescued by a Tennessee couple turns out to be a baby bobcat. That's problematic.
Okay.
It ran up on their deck and they brought it in and... I guess they took it in. They went, yeah, what you got here is a bobcat. So
took it in the house. Jesus Christ.
They called a rescue organization. A rescue organization took it. So I guess the bobcats now, whatever they do, bobcats. Doing with that bobcat. But they didn't name it, so you never know. Bobcat.
The Nippies are not keeping it. Once you name it, then you got feelings for it, and you're kind of screwed then.
Yeah, it's a wild animal, man.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Invasive.
You don't mess with cats.
Invasive green, is it green crabs, okay? This is invasive species of crab, right? So the Tamworth Stilling Company is coming to the rescue of the environment by distilling green crabs into a crab trapper whiskey. Mm-mm.
Oh, there you go.
Gee whiz. I got to try that, though. What the hell? It says it has crab on the nose for certain. It tastes like a briny but better fireball. So, hey.
I hate fireball.
I don't really like it either. Kind of yucky, but GT likes it.
I understand why people. It's just like so popular and a trend, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like
somebody
a white claw though.
Somebody passed around a bunch of little bottles of that at my last class reunion. This one gal got tanked and was heckling the speaker, class president.
I was at a wedding and they gave out shooters to everybody. I'm like, no, thanks. I'm good. They're like, really? Why? Like, I was nuts. I'm like, no, man, I'm good.
It leads to hilarity. It certainly does. Or it could. It should. Anyway, I'm going to try to find some of this crab trapper, green crab flavored whiskey. Yuck. That's like those, what is it, the crab beer that Son used to drink.
Oh, yeah. That
the Clamato or whatever?
Clamato.
Yeah. They hit the clams in it? Yeah, the Mexicans love that.
What the fuck?
When I was doing pizzas, they would come in and they would buy all the, the tall boys of it, like the 24 ounces. I'm like, gross.
You had to go over to the trailer park to get them, man. That was the only place.
The Clamato.
Carry out in front of there. Yeah, they had the Clamatos, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boys. All right, here's our last animal story. Authorities seek the owner of a 300-pound mystery pig who's wandering around in Tennessee. So if you've lost your 300-pound pig or you know somebody that has lost one and is looking for his 300-pound pig, or if, you know, good side of bacon is in your future.
There you go.
He's wandering around. I don't know what you're going to do with him. I know that's what they used the AR-57s for back in Utah, but... Girl pig. But I guess it's they say it's a pet pig, so it must be a peaceful pig. Just adept at avoiding capture.
There you go. Like you said,
pig at large.
Bacon.
Bacon at large.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's a fat pig, too. No offense. All right. I got your, real quick, we'll go through the Guinness Awards, man. Guinness Records. Oh, the world's largest chicken nugget. Huh? Huh? There you go.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get behind that. I don't think the McDonald land was involved in any way in that, but good luck to the big nugget. A British man throws a tortilla more than 90 feet for a Guinness record, like a Frisbee, tossing those round tortillas. Good for him.
Well, how big was the chicken nugget?
Oh, how big was the chicken nugget? Chicken nugget was 115 times larger than the average chicken nugget. It was 46 pounds and 3.34 ounces.
Wow.
Pretty big. Yeah.
Wonder if it was all blurry or if it was actually chicken.
Yeah. Probably gross, man. It was 40 pounds of ground chicken, 40 eggs, 40 slices of white bread, half a gallon of whole milk, 3/4 cup onion powder, 3/4 cup garlic powder, 1 cup of salt, and 1/2 cup of black pepper. All mixed up. Rust with more eggs and coated in breadcrumbs and then baked. Mm-mm.
Won't be long before it's on guys' grocery games. They should just change the Food Network to that guy. It's like he's on everything. Ruined the whole network.
Well, with this big nugget, they had trash cans full of dip. You know, it's dipping sauce.
There you go.
All right. Oh, this guy, a British man, deadlifts 285.49 pounds, 285.5 pounds, with one finger. Wow.
Whoa. GTO.
Yeah.
He could do that.
He used his middle finger to lift 6 iron weight discs. He won't be flipping anybody off for a while, though. He's, yeah.
Well, you guys can do that with Trump all day long.
We've seen that guy. All right. Eco Mermaid swims 26.22 miles with a mono fin to break a world record. So she's swimming like a fish. She's got like a mermaid fin, and she's swimming across, breaking her own record that she set earlier this year. Good for her. And it's supposed to bring awareness to, like, I don't know, fucking around with fish.
It would be a lot cooler if it was for mermaids.
For dolphins and mother manatees and baby manatees. For the baby manatees, man. No joke. All right. A display featuring more than 70,000 pounds of bananas. Now that's mellow there, man. People are just going to be chilling on that. Although that was June 8th, so they probably rotted by now. 70,000 pounds of rotted bananas. That was in a Chicago suburb. Fruit producer Fresh Del Monte and store chain owner Jewel Elske teamed up for the massive banana stand. And you know what they always say, there's money in the banana stand, right?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Hey, Eco Mermaid, banana stand. Welshman drinks at 56 pubs in 24 hours for Guinness record.
Of course.
But I don't think they should give him any credit because he had some Coke and apple juice and shit like that.
Oh, no, if you did 56 pubs, you at least have to have a pint at each one. Or you shouldn't
egg,
be
I
in
say,
that well, record.
That's what I say.
That's just well.
You got to at least have a beer, man. That's bullshit.
Exactly.
I call bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah, me too.
Negative. All right. This guy's impressive. Japanese man, 83, becomes the oldest to sail the Pacific.
All right.
Non-stop solo voyage cross Pacific, age 83. That is a motherfucker. Badass son of a gun. Kenichi Hori. Salute. Wow.
Nice to meet you.
What a he-man. I couldn't have done that on my best damn day. 83 years young. Jeez. All right, siblings break boat.
I'm not good on boat long term. Like a pontoon boat.
I'm still trying to figure out port and aft and starboard and that shit. You know, what the fuck? Left and right. Come on already. All right, siblings break world record with locks on 54 foot, one inch stilts. Wow, 54 feet tall stilts.
Whoa.
That's really tall. That's a tall
stilt.
Wow. How do you not fall down? Okay, I'll give him that one. Salute.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at people who can do drywall on those things. It's like, I can't even walk.
Here's a hunk for you, Wendy. Australian man does 3,182 push-ups in 1 hour. Woof!
Oh, baby.
Golly. Boy, he's got some pectoral muscles over there, and I don't mean man boobs.
No dad bod?
No.
Dad bods are in style.
He's going to come get you. All right, restaurant owner breaks world record for wrapping fries. Oh, well, okay. He wrapped 5 portions of fries in 40 seconds. Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's Mickey Mouse over there. 661-pound stingray caught in Cambodia. Did you see that one, Wendy?
Ooh, no, I wish.
World's largest freshwater fish. The world's largest freshwater fish.
That's impressive.
It took
God, they have a title like that. I'd walk around like, I'm so badass. I'm so awesome. Like, no, nothing's ever going to touch me ever. I'd be such an asshole if I caught that. That's probably why I didn't catch it.
It's a biggin. Wow. Wow. That's a huge fish.
Yeah, you'll have to send it to me if there's a pic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got a video and everything, man. It's on YouTube.
Thanks.
300-kilogram giant freshwater stingray. Oh, I guess they let it go. Very cool. I guess they're not good eating.
No. You'd have to let it go.
Feed the whole town for a spell. The Mekong River.
I caught one by accident.
A stingray? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't even know what it was.
Right,
and I'm
right.
Like, oh, my God, what is this? Because when you're, like, on the Gulf, and I'm not used to saltwater fishing because, you know, I never fish in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught one.
Oh.
No.
Did I miss one? I didn't get an Idaho man. Our dude David Rush was off.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But we got an Oregon school unofficially break cereal box domino record. They set up cereal boxes and, you know, in a row and knocked them down like dominoes. That's fun. And then in related dominoes news, 2,910 laptops toppled like dominoes for a Guinness record. So,
laptops?
Yeah, it was like a computer electronics recycling company.
It was
a stunt. It was a stunt. It wasn't meaningful like the cereal boxes. Five-year-old publishes a book setting a record.
Whoa.
She wrote and illustrated The Lost Cat. Sold more than 1,000 copies. Yeah. Better than I am.
Alright.
And now a mosaic made from 2,030 rugby balls, spelling out the Honda logo. Oh, boy. I wonder what that was for. Fuck them. That's it.
Good for that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Boy, when there's no David Rush, the Guinness Book of World Records
exactly.
Really pales, you know. It's just dead bit.
Yeah, I was like, who's the tallest guy in the world? They barely do any of that. I was like, anyone could set cereal boxes if they had the time, you know?
Exactly. All righty. And on that note, where's the ending part? You know, the ending
here
part.
Come on.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Vouchers. We ain't got no vouchers. We don't need no vouchers. I don't have to show you any stinking vouchers.
That's right.
No. Dave Brubeck, man.
That was Brubeck? Good stuff.
Brubeck, yep. Bringing the cool. 60s cool white jazz. White guy jazz. So just some West and Wee-waxation for Professor Gumby.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll be back again.
Well, you know what?
I don't know when I'll be back again. Maybe hopefully next Monday I'll be good.
Yeah. I'm just cutting them down to Mondays anyways, man.
Yeah.
Just let me know if you're up for it, and we'll do that,
I can cover for you, Gumby.
There you go. God bless you. God barely.
Yeah, you sound a little weak. You just need to chill, man. So, in fact, I called in just because I seen you guys were having a show, and I'm like, oh, you know, I wasn't
there you go.
Sure. I knew you just got out, so I figured I'd just pop in to say hi to you, too, since we've all been concerned about you, so.
Always good to hear from you.
Yeah. Just get better, zombie.
Well, yeah, we're definitely happy to have you back, sir.
Yeah, just whatever you can do. If you can even pop in, if you can talk for 10 minutes, because we don't want to exhaust you either.
There you
so.
Go.
I can, yeah, just call in and be like, fuck you, people, bye. I'm going to go watch some movies. No, I can cover for you on Mondays if you want until you feel
good,
better,
beautiful.
Too.
There
all right.
Go.
You don't feel obligated. Do you, man. You've been through fucking hell and back, so. You got ways to go, so. It's all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're
excited
to have you back. It's good to hear you, and,
yeah, I'm glad that you called
in
tonight. But, yeah, thank
you,
much.
Man. Every doctor, every nurse, every social worker, anyone that walked by my hospital room, they felt obligated to stick their heads in and said, man, you almost died. You're lucky to be alive. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good to hear. Thank you very much.
But I didn't. Did you tell them only the good die young?
There you go.
You're not going anywhere, Gumby.
That's right.
Yeah, you had to tell them that you denied it every time. No, actually, I didn't deny it. Funny you should say that. Actually, it's not.
Great uncle, said his final rites. The priest came in 3 times, and he was like, I don't know, he could hear him, but he couldn't talk. He's like, why do they keep coming in? I ain't going anywhere. And then he just kept coming back, and we're like, what the fuck? He's like, how old? My grandma lived to 102's brother, and he lived to 99.
Wow.
He kept coming in and giving him his last rites, and he's like, I don't even know why they were in there. I was fine.
I'd be chasing their asses out.
Well, don't feel obligated with the show. I can fill in if
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was coming on Mondays. It's all good.
But I do know the best remedy for just about anything is a darn good yodel. Am I right?
You got that.
Yeah,
right, so.
Yodels are always a mood booster.
I do believe this will have a healing factor. Upon yon professor. I mean, if that Gumby Theater didn't already do it. I'd never heard that one before. I'd never heard that
I have either.
That was a goodie.
I said LP one, I guess.
Trip across that. Oh, yeah, that was just for the record. All right, man. It is yodeling time, ladies and James, and Germs, and James. James and Johns, and Jimmy's, and
Jimmy.
Janet. Yeah, and Janae's. Yodeling time.
Yodeling
time.
You have gone and left me
be with someone else. But sometime you will think, dear, of someone beside yourself, and you'll be sorry for what you've done. I am sad and lonely, don't know what to do. Every time I see you, it gives me back the blues. You're gonna be sorry for what you've done. I am tired of living, I wish I were dead. The way that I've been treated, and all that you have said, you'll be sorry some lonely day.
Oops.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
Quite like that one, man.
Yeah, nice tune.
Pretty one. Pretty
yeah,
good.
I like it.
Pretty depressing, actually.
I know, it was kind of a downer.
It's horrible.
The Delmore brothers, you know. You always count on them to bring the party down.
It was pretty, but it was the way it was sung, but the content
the
was kind of
yeah, well.
Crazy.
So it wasn't the best poop in their life, you know. That's the way it happened. All right. Well, I guess thanks everybody for coming. We'll get the dance music here going, and good to have
well,
Gumby back.
Well, next week I'll have the I'll be on the computer so I can chat with you guys.
What the hell is this? See, generation.
I
got
called
some weird
in here, Gumby.
I think that's why everybody showed up tonight. They want to hear their old pal, Gumby.
I didn't hear the roll call, but I'm sure it's stellar.
Oh, absolutely. It's an all-star cast.
Oh,
germs.
Good.
All right, here we go. Alrighty.
Love you, Gumby.
Sweet. I love you too, sweetie. I love all the podcasts.
Oh, the love fest. I'm drinking whatever that wine is with some iced tea. Yeah.
Wine with iced tea?
No yeah. Green crabs in it?
Sorry.
No green crab. I don't know. It ain't the same, man. Same as a beer.
Ain't
it's the attraction.
It ain't a Canadian.
No Canadians tonight. I think this is local wine.
Tequila!
Local wine in a box. Wine in a box. Well, yeah, Apple Cheek says, get better, Gumby.
Well, I'll try.
People's Eyes says, glad to hear from Gumby.
Thank you, people. Thank you for the card.
Water.
Yeah, don't pull any crap like that again.
Yeah, man. I keep them pipes running, you know. That's always good. Good plumbing
now,
will always win out.
I always said I wasn't going to leave the 60s alive. Leave my 60s alive. I thought this was it.
Nah, you ain't getting away with it that easy, dude.
No.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, everybody get on the transporter pad. No offense. we're going to beam out in unison.
Yes, and I'm out of here. Bye,
first
kids.
Of all, Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight,
everybody. Thank you all.
Buddy. Energize!
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bang, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bang, alakazam, I got a look at you. One looking eye yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, this is it, I see it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange colored sky. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out, I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I see it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam,
alakazam, out of an orange colored purple stripe, pretty green polka dot sky.
Flash, a bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
Folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.